Got with us Dr. Z, pediatric neurologist from Children's Health Orange County. And also we have April, who's a caregiver and mother of a child with epilepsy, specifically Dravet. That is the name of the syndrome we're going to talk about today here in National Epilepsy Awareness Month, the month of November. Dr. Z, if you could give us just a description, kind of what we're talking about here related to epilepsy and Dravet syndrome.
Yes, Dravet syndrome is a rare form of epilepsy, but the seizures, unfortunately, are very difficult to treat. Typically, it begins in infancy prior to 12 months of age with often focal and prolonged seizures lasting greater than 15 minutes associated with illness and fever, and then the seizures continue. It really has an impact on these children throughout their lifetime. There is no cure for Dravet syndrome. In addition to the prolonged and frequent multiple seizures that these children have, there's associated behavioral and developmental delays, movement and balance issues, sleep difficulties, growth and nutrition deficiencies, as well as delayed language and speech. Very challenging.
April, if you could share your story, how old is your child and how long, when was this diagnosed and what has been happening so far?
Sure. My daughter's name is Julia. She's now 10. She had her first seizure at 2 months old, so she was tiny. We were lucky enough to get in with a pediatric neurologist who had heard of Dravet syndrome, which was rare, I'll say, 10 years ago. And she got her diagnosis at about 8 months old. She then tried a bunch of different anti-seizure meds, some with better success than others. And so it really has been a 10-year journey just in trying to get her seizures manageable so that she can live as normal of a life as she can, as possible for her.
Doctor, I understand there's sort of a newer treatment now. What is this drug and how does it work?
Yes, we'll be focusing on today on Fintepla, which is fenfluramine, which was approved by the FDA in 2020 for the treatment of seizures in children with Dravet syndrome 2 years of age and older. I participated in the clinical study with Fintepla. One of the studies showed that patients experiencing seizures taking a higher dose of Fintepla, and in addition to other anti-seizure medications, but there was a reduction in monthly seizures up to 79% versus 16% in patients who were taking placebo. And notably, these patients, they had high seizure frequency, 41 seizures per month. In addition, 50% or half of these patients had seizure-free periods lasting at least 21 days compared to 8 days for patients taking placebo. So that's a significant change in seizure frequency.
April, how does this impact you and how your daughter is acting now?
Yeah, so, you know, prior to Fintepla, she was having 2 to 3 fairly long seizures every week. And what that meant was she was losing 2 to 3 days of her life every week to recovery from those seizures, which also meant our family was losing those days as well because someone had to be with her while she recovered. So since starting Fintepla, that number has gone to 1 to 2 seizures every couple of weeks. And they're fairly short, which means she doesn't require those rescue medications. She generally goes back to sleep and wakes up and goes about her day. So the great thing for her is that she's now able to go to school 5 days a week. Our family's able to do a lot of activities that we weren't able to do prior to that, just based on the fact that she's having fewer and shorter seizures. So really, it has been life-altering for us. We're able to do things these days that we never dreamed we'd be able to do with her, take her on an airplane, take her on vacation, because she's having fewer seizures that are shorter. So it really has been life-altering for us.
We're talking in here during National Epilepsy Awareness Month to bring understanding to it. This is something that you live with on a daily basis for that. How have you become the expert on this? What resources have you been able to lean on to get through all of this?
Yeah, so I'm definitely not an expert. You know, I've just lived the life of hard knocks. But we have several amazing resources, fintepla.com for information about this medication. We also have a great parent-run support group. It's called the Dravet Syndrome Foundation. And they're a grassroots organization that started from three parents who had kids with Dravet, and they've become a multimillion-dollar grant-giving organization who is truly advancing the science and the research around Dravet syndrome and its treatment. So DravetSyndromeFoundation.com, DSF, and then also your pediatric neurologist is a wealth of information about other treatment options out there for kids with Dravet.
And I assume that that's a good thing to do, to get to talk with your own pediatrician and also the neurologist, people that are involved, to understand the consequences of taking medication, the pros and cons, and that sort of thing, right?
Yes. I typically counsel patients or families with a child with Dravet syndrome about there is a potential increased risk for problems with the valves in the heart and high blood pressure in the arteries of the lungs associated with fenfluramine, which is the active ingredient in Fintepla. So Zogenic has put together a risk evaluation and mitigation strategy program called REMS, where you get an echocardiogram before you start Fintepla every 6 months during treatment, and 3 to 6 months after the patient's last dose, if the treatment is discontinued. Most notably, though, none of the 341 patients who took Fintepla, some of whom were treated now 3+ years, have developed problems with the valves in the heart or high blood pressure in the arteries of the lungs. I also counsel families that the more common side effects are decreased appetite, sometimes weight loss, sleepiness, lethargy, but all of those are relatively manageable, particularly if you counsel families ahead of time.
Right. Again, Fintepla.com, Fintepla.com, a good place to get some resources as well. Dr. Z, April, we appreciate your time and getting the word out this morning. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.